All right, Steve, you started telling us about this woman you were dating.
Well, let me just tell you, I met this girl in college.
Uh-huh.
Lord, she was fine. Mm-hmm. Creole girl. My brother told me how to get her, and he gave me some money to take her out. So I told her to pick a restaurant. She picked a Creole restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm 17. I ain't had no Creole food, so I'm in.
Uh-huh.
I go in there. She done ordered all this spicy stuff, etouffee, all this, mm-hmm. but spicy though.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I'm eating stuff, man, ain't never been in my system before. So I'm taking her home and my stomach is turning. So we get at the front of her house. I'm gonna walk her to the door. She said, come on in for a little while. My mama and them gone.
Oh.
Now, my mama had told me, when your stomach is tore up, try to go home.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't put that in nobody else's house.
Great advice. Good advice. Yes.
But she was so fine, I just said, well, man, let me go on in here for a little while. Because what kind of man would I be? Fine chick invite you in and mom and dad ain't there. Let me at least go on in here. Something.
But your mm-hmm. stomach. I mean, really?
Shirley, this a girl. Every man would have went in there.
Everyone.
So I'm sitting there on the couch, we watching TV. My stomach is turning. I can hear it. So I said, can I go to the bathroom?
Oh,
she
Lord.
Said, second door on the left. I go in there, and Lord have mercy.
Sorry if you're eating
the walls of Gibraltar.
What?
Coming
the
down.
Walls of Gibraltar. I done grabbed a tile rack in front of me to just try to hang on. I'm twisting the guest tile in my hand like I'm wringing it out. I done knocked the toilet tissue holder off the wall. Screws out everything.
Wait,
I done kicked over the trash can.
You can hear this, right?
Yeah,
I don't hear it.
Uh-huh. You're
she couldn't, wasn't feeling what I was feeling. But I'm using the bathroom so much that it's alarming to me.
Yeah.
I've actually put more in there than I've ever put in there in my life prior to.
I think we got the picture.
Oh, you
we got it.
I didn't know. Don't stop my story, Shirley. This is for Junior and Tommy.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So I'm filling the bowl up. So finally I'm done, to my relief. But I'm sweating, though. I'm talking about I'm in there.
Is you out your shirt?
I'm talking about shirt wide open.
I
had unbuttoned my whole shirt. It's wide open. I had hung my pants up on the back of the door.
Because
I use a bathroom like my daddy. I always hang my pants and drawers up on the back of the door.
Because I'm not
You don't ever use the bathroom. But I got my shirt on. But I didn't open it up because it's hot. I got just water coming down out the front. So I stand up and I flush the toilet.
Uh-oh.
Now, I'm putting my clothes on. But you know how you're waiting to hear that sound?
That's gone.
Hear
it's gone.
The swoosh.
All I hear is the swirling.
Oh.
And I turn around and it's rising.
It's rising?
Oh, my God.
And I'm asking God not to do this to me today.
I know you're praying.
I'm asking God, not today, Lord.
We have to have a part three.
This ain't the time for this.
Yeah, hold tight, dog.
Hang on, Steve.
Lord, stop this swirl from rising.
In
your name,
right,
Father God.
Boy, praying,
you ain't ever heard me. Hear me now, oh God.
Steve, we have to go to Miss Ann. So
I will, but Jesus.
Reel it in.
Stop this swirl, but it's steady coming.
Oh, God.
Just catch up. I'm over this fine girl house, stomach toe up, then ate Creole food, 17, should have went home to use the bathroom, sat in her house because she fine. Now I'm in here using the bathroom, and all hell done broke loose in here.
Come on,
I'm in here naked, sitting on the toilet with just my shirt on because I like to sit wide-legged. I like to be open and free, and I need it because I had to brace myself a couple times.
But she never came in there to knock on the door to check.
No, not yet. She coming. That's coming in the store.
Okay.
So I get up. I finally get through, but I've noticed that I've put more in the bowl than ever before.
Oh, God!
So I'm a little bit concerned with their sheer volume.
Uh-huh.
So I flush the toilet as I'm putting my pants back up on me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm waiting to hear that.
Yeah.
But I don't hear it. And I look back, and it's rising.
Oh, Lord.
It's just
Lord,
going
Lord.
In a slow circle. Oh, so I go in, I go to my Heavenly Father. Right. Say, Father God.
Pray on this road, boy. Pray on
this road.
Not
now, Lord.
Pray hard, Lord.
Stop this rising tide.
Well.
Somehow, don't let this swirl get up by the top. But he didn't hear me that day.
Yeah.
I guess it was a lesson.
It's a lesson.
So next thing I know, it's at the very top of the toilet.
Oh, my God.
And it's about to flow over.
Oh. Oh.
So now I don't know what to do.
Uh-uh.
So I look down, and it's a trash can.
Oh, man.
So I dip the trash can down in it.
Oh.
And I got a trash can full of it.
Yeah.
So I pull the shower curtain back and throw it in the bathtub.
What?
But here comes some more.
Oh, God.
So I had to take another trash can full of it and throw another trash can in the bathtub. And here comes some damn more. So now I realize they toilet is broke.
Oh, you
they toilet is broke and backed up. And it started going back down.
Oh, you
so
working,
then
man.
I say, I got to get some water and put it in here. Yeah. So I started running water in the trash can to pour it down in and make the water go clean.
Right,
I finally did that.
Yeah.
And I said, thank you, Lord.
Uh-huh.
And I looked over, and the damn bathtub is trifling. The shower curtain is trifling.
Disgusting.
I look up, man. It's on the wall. Steve trapped in the bathroom. A la R. Kelly in the closet.
Yeah.
I done bailed out three buckets, trash cans of pure mess. Then throwed it in the shower.
Gross.
So when I get all of the water back in the toilet where I got it subside and the water clean, I said, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I look over. The damn bathtub is trifling. So now I cut these people shower on.
Yeah.
These people.
And I'm washing down the walls,
The
shower curtain with the shower. The girl comes up to the door because I've been in here now about 45 minutes.
Whoa.
I'm going to clean up a long time. So she said, you okay in there? Everything fine.
This ain't going good.
She said, it sounds like something wrong in there. Hey, get away from the door.
She had to get away from the door.
She said, well, okay.
It's my house.
So I'm in there. It's this too late. But I noticed they got a candle in the bathroom.
Oh.
I light it.
Oh,
I light the candle, start striking matches and running tap water.
Okay.
That's what my mama always told me. Strike some matches and run some tap water.
Uh-huh.
It'll help you get rid of odor.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm in there. But now I'm washing down shower curtains, walls, the bathtub, getting up stuff off the floor. I'm just in here. Now, you probably say, Steve, what is you washing it down with?
Yeah, that's what we're
probably
saying.
Well, wasn't no paper towels in there.
Uh-huh.
But that towel rack that I had grabbed when I first sat down and was twisting it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They guest towels.
The pretty ones with the lace and the flowers and the
embroidery on it.
Yeah.
Had T's on it. The Thompsons.
Yeah.
That's what I'm washing it down with.
Not my good towels.
Now this towel is brown. Because I can't rinse it all out. Because it would have
What color was it when it started?
Pink. They was pink.
This is awful.
Now the tiles is running. I done washed all the walls down, everything. I'm in there sweating.
You working.
My ass been at a construction site.
You are working.
Boy.
So I've been in there total about damn near an hour. So I fasten my clothes. I look at the bathroom. I got everything up. But I got this big nasty ass towel, and I don't know what to do with it. So I take it, put it in the waste paper can that I've been bailing with, and stuck all that under the sink. Okay.
Yeah.
I figure this ain't finna be good, no how.
Yeah.
But at least when they come in here, it's gonna take a moment. Because I know when you go in there, you're gonna have to say, what the hell happened here? Because I couldn't remember how the shower curtain was or none of that. And I'm telling you, I got everything off.
Right, right.
So I walk down the hallway. Uh-huh. She's sitting on the couch with an attitude.
Of course she has an attitude.
Her arms folded.
Yes.
Then she looked at me and she said, "Why you been in there so long?"
Right.
I said, "I had a little accident." Then she said, "Oh my God, look at you."
What was wrong?
I didn't realize. When I was bailing all that mess into the shower, it was splashing on my pants below my knee.
God,
I ain't had time to look at this because I'm too busy cleaning up their damn house. Now I look down, it's just specks and splash marks of mess from my knee down. My pants was trifling. I looked at her. She looked at me and she said, "Oh my God, look at you. What have you been doing?"
What did you say?
I looked at her and said, "You ain't got to talk to me like that." And walked out the front door and slammed it.
Never came back.
It ain't been
went in there and got in my car, had to ride home with all my windows down. Because I stink. I smell like a skunk. Sitting in that car.
Oh, God.
And drove home. God. And that girl saw me on the campus next day, and all her girlfriends was looking at me. I act like I had never met her before. And that was my Steve Harvey's.
Wow.
Trapped in the bathroom.
I love
slash
it. That's
R.
classic.
Kelly closet. I'm going to put some music to that.
All right.
How are you now?
All right, Nephew Tommy coming up next with the prank phone call.